morning, everyone. It is wonderful to see you all and to be here with you on this Palm Sunday. I can't believe that it's Palm Sunday already. We have moved through Lent and we are officially beginning Holy Week. And I hope that today's worship will help you to enter Holy Week and appreciate all of the events that took place during that time. Our announcements today: we have an envelope for the One Great Hour of Sharing, as well as another flyer to read about the One Great Hour of Sharing. And one of the things that One Great Hour of Sharing goes to is you can read about it in here. There are several things: self-development of people, Presbyterian hunger program, and disaster assistance. That's what I was looking for: Presbyterian disaster assistance. And those are all wonderful things. We can support One Great Hour of Sharing all year round, but we do make a particular effort at this time of year. So there will be envelopes, I think, this week and maybe next week. If you took home a coin bank, bring it back next week, and we will send that off to the denomination. As far as local things go, Tuesday, April 25th will be Carrabba's Cares Day for CLASP. Present this or identify yourself as a supporter of CLASP, and they will donate 20% of your check to CLASP. And that's a pretty good fundraiser for the year. I think they usually make about $500 on it.
Anywhere from
200 to 400. So it is a great help to CLASP, and I know that there's always a great turnout from Community of Faith. And so, pardon? Oh, you weren't talking to me. We like to eat, that's it. And Carrabba's is a good place to eat, so if you can, come out. Tonight is the last in our Lenten series. It will be at 6 o'clock in the parlor. I'm not sure what we'll be having to eat, but we will eat something. And we'll be talking about the dry bones or the death of Lazarus. And I'll be using the serendipity study materials that I have used in the past. So come out if you can. It's always a good discussion, and we always learn a little bit something, even me. Sunday, April 23rd, we will have a called congregational meeting to dismiss the current nominating committee and elect a new nominating committee. Joe Shade has volunteered to be moderator and representative from session, and we will need a deacon and three congregation members. So be prayerfully considering serving on that committee, and we will meet on the 23rd. Session meeting has moved to Thursday, May 4th, and we'll talk about that more as we get there. Next week is Easter. This week we will have a Maundy Thursday service at 7 p.m. We will have on Easter Sunday our sunrise service, S-O-N-Rise service, at 8:30 a.m., Easter breakfast at 9, and Easter service at 11. So hopefully you can make it out to any or all of these events, because they're always fun. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear this morning? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Please stand for the call to worship. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His steadfast love endures forever.
Open to me the gates of righteousness,
that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
Now, please say with me the prayer of the day. Let us pray. We, like the people of Jerusalem, welcome you, O Lord Jesus, with loud hosannas. As we enter Jerusalem with you, may we enter also into your death and resurrection through our worship and prayer, that we might be the body of Christ in the world. Amen. Now open your hymn books to page 88 and sing All Glory, Laud, and Honor.
Thank you.
Let us now join together and confess our errant ways and seek the forgiveness of our Lord. Let us pray. Merciful God, today we shout, Hosanna, save us, for we want to follow Christ and receive his grace. But some days we cry, crucify him, because we find it too difficult to follow him where he means to lead us. And so we flee, like the disciples, from the danger and difficulty of being your followers. Forgive us, O God, that we might find within ourselves the strength to carry on the ministry of Jesus. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Friends, even though we fall short of God's intentions for our lives, God never forgets us or leaves us alone. Thanks be to God in Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven. Amen. Offering the peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. May the peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
Sir.
you.